Alana Dertnahl has only been an OPP officer for 6 years, but her impact is closely felt by hundreds living throughout the area. Since joining the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment in February 2020 after a transfer from Orillia, the affable Dertnahl has played an important role in increasing the police's presence at 21 schools falling in the detachment's catchment area by offering community safety programs and providing an approachable, friendly face for students with questions. But it's not just while on the job that Dertnahl's devotion to public service is on full display. She's also heavily involved in community service away from the badge, helping found the North Simcoe Rotaract Club and creating Norris Nook in memory of her infant daughter who passed away in 2018. If I'm not doing community service projects at work, I'm doing community service projects on my own time, says Dertnahl, who has 2 sons, 1-year-old Henry and 3-year-old Theo. They keep me on my toes. Now, her dedication and commitment has been recognized by her peers along with IODE, a Canadian women's charitable organization whose mission is to improve the quality of life for children, youth and those in need through educational, social service and citizenship programs. Last month, Dertnahl received IODE's Ontario Police Community Relations Award and last Friday traveled to Mississauga for the annual Ontario Women in Law Enforcement Awards Gala where she received the organization's Community Service Award. I was very excited to be recognized, says Dertnahl, who credits her parents Allison and Dave Dertnahl with instilling the concept of community service and volunteerism in her at an early age. And Dertnahl was among some impressive company at the Toronto Area Gala, which also saw women receiving years of service recognition for their time working in law enforcement with one recipient, Deborah Dodds, honored for her 45 years of service. Another recipient, Anne Harris, received the Inspirational Trailblazer Award. Harris was instrumental in changing the face of policing when she broke down barriers and successfully filed a human rights complaint eliminating the height requirement in policing, which was often discriminatory to women in policing. Honestly, I was incredibly surprised, Dertnahl says of the 2 awards and to be in such esteemed company. I care a lot about community service and I'm not doing it for recognition. The reward is getting the feedback from the community. But Dertnahl seems to be blazing a trail of her own. A talented athlete who once played for the North Simcoe Capitals, Dertnahl is known by her peers as someone who effectively builds trust and confidence in policing with community partners and key stakeholders by successfully immersing herself in the community where she works and resides. Dertnahl was recently described by her immediate supervisor as one of the most thoughtful officers I have ever worked with. She cares about the people in our community and will always put 110% into anything that she is working on. For her part, Dertnahl prides herself on breaking down barriers and building trust with local youth while creating opportunities for them to build healthier and more resilient lifestyles by focusing on social inclusion. In 2017, Dertnahl was recognized by the Midland Rotary Club as one of the founding members of a local Rotaract Club, which focuses on bringing people aged 18 and older together, to share ideas with leaders in the community, develop leadership and professional skills, and to have fun through service. She also established Norris Nook in 2 locations, the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Barrie and Wyvale Public School where she grew up. The Nooks contain donated books in memory of Alana and her spouse's 1-month-old daughter Nora. But aside from those 2 projects, Dertnahl has also organized a number of community initiatives from food drives for the Georgian Bay Food Network and Rotary Hamper Night to a March Madness event that raised $100,000 for school programs, a new CT scanner at the local hospital and youth mental health initiatives. She's also involved with various youth mental health initiatives along with the Georgian Bay District Secondary School Equity Club where she serves as a volunteer mentor, LGBT youth role model. But these are just a few examples of Dertnahl's dedication to helping feed not only the community's body and soul, but also its overall well-being. As the IODE noted in recognizing Dertnahl, Alana has demonstrated significant volunteerism by supporting and embracing everyone, especially local youth, to reach their fullest potential and by advocating for equity, diversity, and inclusion, regardless of the challenges they are facing.